Commissioner Basil Cegos announced Wednesday that DEC is modifying the cement plant's Title V air permit to remove authorization to burn TDF.
While Lafarge never did burn TDF, it was important to us to ensure they wouldn't moving forward. Lafarge never completed the necessary analysis to burn TDF. It also lacks the infrastructure to do so.
The restriction has been a longtime goal of local advocates. The action by DEC comes after Albany County Executive Dan McCoy signed a local clean air law preventing the burning of TDF in September. New York State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a fellow Democrat, welcomed the news.
You know, I think that this is a great example of what can happen when you raise your voice.
Last week, in an unrelated matter, the U.S. Attorney's Office announced a settlement in which the owners of the plant will pay an $850,000 civil penalty for past environmental violations. I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.